That's Your Story and Fox Yards Primary School present The Legendary Quest for Erm's Teeth.
Dum dum dee dum dum.
Our story begins here, in the bedroom of our hero, Four Ears. Four Ears only wears blue clothes and loves playing with his fidget spinner. And though sometimes he's very confused, one thing he is sure about is that he hates school and loves dinosaurs. You can always tell it's Four Ears because he has 1, 2, 3, 4 ears and a lightning bolt across his chest. When his mum is not looking, he likes to sleep in a tree, and he loves chocolate and lollipops and pizza. But his favourite food of all is donuts. His personalised ear-shaped donuts. And his favourite drink of all is Pepsillian, a rip-off of Pepsi. And his hobby is dabbing.
Dab, dab, dab. Hello, what are you doing in my bedroom?
I'm here to tell the legendary quest for Erm's teeth. Nudge up a bit.
Is it an exciting story?
Probably.
With dragons?
I guess so.
With dinosaurs and swamps and tanks and torpedoes and electric fences and mad elks and huge catapults firing fiery flames into fearsome forests.
If you like. I haven't started it yet.
We'll start it now.
Once upon a time.
Boring.
It was a dark and stormy night.
Dull town.
Four Ears sat on his bed in his bedroom, playing his guitar.
Mega Zeds.
Listen, I've been narrating things all my life, you know. I'm not used to being spoken to like that. If you can think of a better way of starting, then you start it.
Okay. The story begins with me, Four Ears. So called because I have four ears. 1, 2, 3, 4. I right wrongs, solve crimes, correct spellings, and generally dash about being good. There I go! Here I come! There I go again! I even help old ladies across the road.
Outside on Jeffville High Street, a little old lady was trying to cross the road.
I can do it! I don't need you, you're a rubbish narrator. Look, Jeffville High Street. Isn't that a little old lady trying to cross the road? I must rush down to help her. Hello, old lady on Jeffville High Street. I've just rushed down to help you.
Oh, that's a kind lady.
Say that again. Say that again slowly.
I said, oh, look, she's a kind of baby.
Wait, you've got no teeth. I'm looking into your mouth right now. Hello. Hello. Your mouth is completely empty of teeth. What shall we do? Where can we find you some teeth? Wait, you're writing something down. I shall read it out.
I could read it if you like.
No, no, you're rubbish. I'll be fine. I've read things out loud before. This is it. Go to Castle Donut.
Yes.
Find a pair of teeth.
Yes.
Bring them back.
Yes.
And put them in my mouth.
Ta-da!
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Then I shall climb aboard my ice cream-mobile and head off for Castle Donut.
I could have said that.
Donging my dinger at this time of night.
I'm sorry, I didn't realise it was so late.
It was about 8 o'clock.
Leave me alone, I can do it by myself.
Who are you talking to?
The narrator. Ignore him. I have come on a mission to help an old lady.
Did you say narrator?
Yes, what about it?
A narrator is just what I need. Hello?
Hello? I hear a narrator is just what you need.
It certainly is. Would you mind describing Castle Donut?
I'd love to. Castle Donut has blood red doors, and all about it are paintings of donuts. Big donuts, little donuts, round donuts, square donuts, donuts with holes, donuts without holes, holes with donuts, holes without donuts. And whenever you walk past a painting, the holes seem to follow you. It has a creepy doorbell and jam red walls. All around Castle Donut is a chocolate moat, over which is a gingerbread drawbridge, and in the chocolate moat live the jam crabs. The marshmallow walls are sprinkled with sprinkly pink sprinkles, and you can hear the distant sound of bubbling. The carpets in Castle Donut are made of licorice, and jam drips down the windows. That is Castle Donut.
Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Just call if you need any more narration. Bye.
Who is that?
No one important. Now, tell me, what do you want? Dinging my donger at this time of night. I have lollipops to lick, jam to slurp, and chocolate to guzzle. I'm a very busy person.
Well, what is your name? How could you forget your name? What is it? It's very simple. I'm asking you your name. What is your name? Can you please tell me your name?
My name is
Oh, I see. What's your surname?
I forgot.
Do you mean you forgot your surname, or your surname is I forgot?
Dunno.
Is that your middle name?
What do you want? I'm hungry and angry and angry and hungry.
Well, I was just passing by in my ice cream-mobile, and I fancied a chat. Tell me a little about yourself.
I don't want to tell you anything about myself.
Then how are we going to know anything about you?
Hello?
It sounds like what he needs is a narrator.
It's for you.
A donut phone.
Just press your ear to those sprinkles and listen.
Hello?
Dunno, I forgot. Is a strange character. She wears a citrus jacket and rainbow shirts, a blue top and purple trousers under her black cape, and was born in the sewers. Her best friend is a jam crab, and she is 165 years old. And the thing that makes her stand out is her amazing purple hat, and her secret power is mind.
What is my secret power?
Mind control.
Put down the phone.
I'm putting down the phone.
165 years old.
I know, but I don't look a day over 164, do I?
Are those your own teeth?
Of course. I bought them the other day. Finest molars on earth. Look how they twinkle in the moonlight.
You mean they come out?
In. Out. In. Out. Shake them about.
These are just what I'm looking for. Could I just reach into your mouth?
Get your fingers out of my mouth.
Come on, give them up. You can afford a new pair. I've got a little old lady you could really do with these.
Get out!
Ouch! You bit my pointing finger. I use that for pointing at things. Look, doesn't point half as well now.
You have tested my patience quite enough. Send for the chocolate bunnies!
No!
Yes! What?
That I wasn't saying your name, I was just hesitating.
What?
Well, they don't move very quickly, these chocolate bunnies.
Of course not. They don't have any moving parts. You'll just have to wait to be attacked.
One's just melted on my foot.
Oh, they're always doing that. Send for the jam crabs!
No!
Yes!
And the jam crabs leaped from the chocolate moat and attacked Four Ears.
Not you again.
No!
Thanks, narrator. Thanks a lot.
The jam crabs wound their jammy tentacles around his body and slowly dragged him away, down the stairs, and jammed him in jail.
I've been jammed in jail. Oh, how sad. This is the end of the heroic adventures of Four Ears. I shall never again save another kitten. Never again rescue a lost child. Never again solve the problems of the world and unite countries in peace and harmony. It's all over for Four Ears. I should just stay in this jail and die.
Sounds like what you need is a good narrator.
Narrate me out of this mess, please.
But you said I was a rubbish narrator.
Better not. You're fab. Fabber than fab. You're the fabbest.
At that point, Four Ears lunged for the door. Go on, lunge.
I'm lunging!
He dashed upstairs like a tiger.
Oh, I like that.
And stealthily stalked towards Erm's private bedroom. He placed his eagle eye to the keyhole and peered inside. On the table, next to the bed in which evil Erm was softly snoring, sat a jar. And in the jar was a set of
teeth!
Shh!
Sorry.
Slowly, very, very slowly, Four Ears pushed the door open and tiptoed in. Then, like a leopard stalking his prey.
Oh, I like that description.
Shh! Four Ears slowly made his way to the table. And slowly, very, very slowly, he put his hand in the jar. And then slowly, very, very slowly, took the teeth from the jar. And just as he turned to leave, he stepped on a creaking floorboard, which woke up Dunno I Forgot, who screamed,
"My teeth! They're not your teeth anymore. They are soon going to belong to a little old lady with a very needy mouth."
And with those words, Four Ears ran over to the window and, like a mighty gazelle,
nice description,
launched himself into the darkness of the night, landed with a splosh in the chocolate moat, and, like a speeding white shark, sped for shore. He dragged himself onto the grass, jumped into his ice cream mobile, started the engine, and headed for Jeffville High Street.
My queen!
Within minutes, Four Ears screeched to a halt, leaped from the van, and strode over to the old lady.
Oh, there. So good to see you after so long.
Say
Oh. Oh, these are lovely teeth. Such a perfect fit. Where did you get them?
Dunno, I forgot.
Strange. They're just what I need.
Oh, ah, oh, you've bitten me.
And it serves you right for being a naughty, cheeky little boy, thinking you can steal this story off that nice narrator chap.
And with those words, the old lady waved goodbye to Four Ears, who went back home to his mum.
I don't want to.
Four Ears,
who sent him straight upstairs to his bedroom.
Go straight upstairs to your bedroom.
I don't want to.
And don't let me ever catch you telling stories again.
And as for the old lady, she looked at the narrator and said,
Haven't you got lovely teeth?
And the narrator said, Thank you. Would you like a donut? And they all lived happily ever after.
The Legendary Quest for Erm's Teeth was created by the pupils of Fox Yards Primary School and scripted by Ian Billings. The narrator was played by Sean Connolly. Erm Dunno I Forgot and the Old Lady by Rochi Rampal. And Four Ears by Stefan Bessant. The sound designers were Lucy Ryan and Tom Hall. The play was directed by Peter Leslie Wilde and recorded at the Birmingham City University School of Media.